Imagine an operating system where the default web browser has major components of it that are written in Rust. The default core utilities are entirely written in Rust, and now even the super user utility is written in Rust. This isn't some experimental OS that I'm talking about, it's actually the future of Ubuntu. Starting with version 25.10, which has daily releases available for download right now, sudo rs is going to become the default sudo command. This is the next step in the careful but purposeful oxidization of Ubuntu, which is the process by which the engineers behind the distro are starting to work in utilities that are written in Rust to replace the key components of the operating system that are traditionally written in C or C++. And the primary idea behind this Rustification of Ubuntu is to improve the distro's security because of Rust memory safety guarantees. And this might actually be one of the better examples of that yet. So sudo, of course, lets you do things on a Linux system as a superuser. It's sort of like the run as administrator command on Windows, except on Linux, a superuser is able to make modifications to the kernel and to other parts of the operating system that Windows doesn't even let the administrator touch. So sudo is basically run as administrator on steroids. It's a privilege elevation tool, and it could potentially be abused to elevate privileges of a malicious user or process. And there have been multiple security vulnerabilities in sudo as recently as 2023 that have allowed local users to escalate their privileges on a system. Now, the dislike and the want to replace sudo is actually something that people tend to get into later down the Linux desktop rabbit hole. So it's usually around the time that someone decides they're going to make their own distribution. They decide to install Arch or Gentoo and really read through the documentation of the various commands they're going to install. And they might end up reading about sudo and then just come to the conclusion that it is absolutely bloated for a single user desktop Linux experience. You see, sudo doesn't simply let you run things as an administrator. It has built-in logging features. It has granular permissions for allowing sudo to only work on certain commands or only allowing certain users to run sudo at certain times of day. It has SE Linux and AppArmor integration, plugin support for LDAP and other policy engines. And the vast majority of people, especially outside of enterprises, are not going to be using any of these features. And again, features that you don't need are bloat and a potential security risk. So the go-to move for people that want to run a minimalist Linux system at home is usually to replace sudo with a port of Duaz from OpenBSD. OpenDuaz is still written in C, just like sudo is, but it is a much simpler utility and it has a much, much smaller code base that is easier to manage and to avoid security bugs in. Now, sudo rs is also a simpler implementation of sudo, at least in terms of having fewer lines of code. And of course, it's written in memory safe Rust, which, like I said, is the main appeal of sudo rs, since the majority of security problems that sudo has had were caused by memory bugs that Rust would have prevented. Sudo rs still has a much bigger code base compared to Duaz, though, but that's because sudo rs has more features like logging and the granular control through a sudoers file to mimic the functionality of the original sudo program. Canonical is also sponsoring most of the developments in Milestone 5 of sudo rs, which include coarse-grained shell escape prevention on Linux hosts, full AppArmor support, sudo edit, and support for Linux kernels that are older than version 5.9. It was also mentioned on the Ubuntu blog that sudo rs isn't going to ship with an LTS version of Ubuntu until Milestone 5 is complete, and there are fairly recent pull requests that have been merged into the sudo rs code for the shell escape prevention and the AppArmor profile support. Milestone 4 is also in the works, of course, which has goals to improve environment handling, more granular sudoers options to match the granularity of the OG sudo program, and support for FreeBSD systems. The sudo RS team is also collaborating with Todd Miller, who maintained the original sudo program for several decades, and so all of this is probably going to lead to sudo RS being one of the most successful Rust rewrites of an application so far. Now, I think it's unlikely that sudo RS is ever going to be a complete drop-in replacement for sudo, because the developers are taking a less is more approach and not actually implementing some of the very niche and legacy features of sudo. I also found out that there's been a lot of effort to rein in the dependencies of sudo RS, because earlier in this project's development, there were over 100 dependencies in the tree of sudo RS, and most of these were indirect dependencies, which were artificially inflated because Rust automatically includes all relevant crates for all supported platforms. So, for example, crates for Windows might have been brought in, even though you're using sudo RS on a Linux system, most likely. Most of the crates that sudo RS was bringing in were used in only a few places throughout the code, and so it was actually relatively easy for the developers to eliminate a lot of those dependencies because they could just write a little bit of code, like a small library for the program themselves. And during the early days of the sudo RS project's development, Rust's extensive crate ecosystem did come in handy so that they could just quickly ship a working prototype. But now, for a high security application like a sudo replacement, especially one that's going to be used in a major distribution like Ubuntu, cutting down that dependency tree is one of the most productive things that could have been done for the project. And so now sudo RS just has these three core dependencies, libc, glob, and log, which are all a core part of the Rust ecosystem that are being maintained under the Rustlang GitHub organization. So if sudo RS is able to make its way into the default toolchain of a future Ubuntu release, then there's a very good chance that we're going to see widespread adoption of it roll out throughout the rest of the Linux ecosystem. And of course, you could still install sudo RS on your distribution right now if you wanted to use it. It's available in most package managers. Or if you don't want to use sudo RS in the future, then I'm sure you'll be able to uninstall it and replace it with the old school sudo implementation, doas, or something else. Free choices are what Linux is all about, after all. So tell me your thoughts about the rusty future of sudo in the comments below. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, based.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.